The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Torah Way, Northwest London, Wednesday, Chof Aleph Shvat, the 3rd of February, Dain Levi Yitzchok Raskin Shlita, Purim in safe mode. I would like to apologize to those of you who've had problems getting the video in the last few days, but we hope that problem has been solved and that you will enjoy today's share.
Okay, so I wanted to address a few in your name about Purim in safe mode. So many people are isolating, staying at home, and looking towards hearing the Megillah. So, can you be Yotze Megillah over the telephone, Zoom, etc.? So, this issue of hearing, being Yotze through hearing through a telephone is already discussed in a Minchas Eloza. That's before the war, obviously. But the way they understood the telephone to be a transmission of the actual voice. The later understanding is that it's not a transmission of the voice; it's a changeover. That the sound waves are translated into electronical pulses. And that's got what goes through. There's no voice going through the wire. At the other end, it's changed back into electro. There's no koil odom being transmitted. It's a replica. It's a very good replica. Sometimes better than sometimes worse. Depends if you're using WhatsApp or other. But it's a replica. It's not the human voice that's coming through. And therefore, the Mazalmin and other Gedolei Yisrael take the view that you're not Yotzer. Anything which you have to hear, koil odom, you're not yotze by hearing it through a telephone, Zoom, etc. What it does say in Shulchan Aruch, if a person is in a place where there's no Megillah, no kosher Megillah, so yikro mitoch ha-chumash. When Avraham says chumash means it's a scroll, ober, primish debura brings him from Megodim, zeicha. The person doesn't have a Megillah, Chutz, at least to read the Megillah from a sefer, from a printed chumash, so that there should be a zeicher, shouldn't be forgotten. So does the Zoom have any purpose? Yes. It has a purpose, it's a zeicher. No one's used it through the Zoom, but it's a zeicher. It's all right. There's obviously here the big chashash that what will happen next year. But so some places they are putting up on Zoom, so that people should be Yotze, so not Yotze, should have a union of Zeche. So now, what about you? So a lot of places, they're doing like a drive-in. They may drive in this, drive in that. Baruch Hashem, the world wasn't worthy of having gold, only for the Beis HaMikdash. So for 26 Doiris, they were using Zohov for making Getchkes, for making Avedah Zaris, etc. Till it came Matan Torah, and the Zohar was used for building the Mishkan. The other technology, it was there, so that it can be used for Avodas Hashem. Okay, so you've got these drive-ins. So driving for something that works, but by driving for Megillah, it's a big area, a human voice, even Grace Azonin. Difficult. So some of the people have asked, what about using
Zoom?
No, a loudspeaker is the same problem. It's you mean, in other words, a PA system, yeah? That would also not be okay. Use a mic. I've gone through that. Usually, I try to keep the mic a little bit further away from myself, by chuppah, so that the immediate 10 people are hearing from the Koil Odom. The people's further afield. Ik heb dan zeer heren van een waterbevering hier van de mic. But there should be a minion here. Which is an interesting aside. We'll retrace our steps. By the chasenus. So, sometimes by the time it gets to benching, you know, they're all over. And so they take around the more portable mic. Zugabrocha. Who's hearing a kailodom? So I'm mishtazel with the balasimcha in advance. I meet with the balasimcha that you should arrange when it comes to the shevabrochas at the end of the meal, bring the honorees, bring them up to the head table. They'll have a minion around the head table. So then there'll be 10 people who will hear Kol Odom. Hostam will hear Kol Odom. Mahada Dekala should also hear Kol Odom. Okay, fine. Let's come back. So now the question is, you've got to hear a broad area and your voice doesn't carry. What about these old-fashioned megaphones? You remember when you used to go boating? Boat number 44, come back in. Yeah, we used to have these long, like a cone. Can you use those for Megillah? And I looked into it, and I'm noted that you are able to. It's not recreating the voice. It is probably directing the sound voice. The sound waves are being directed in a particular direction instead of being lost all over. I think it's just, and if the Miches Elozer took the view that a telephone is kosher, because he understood it's like our this old-fashioned megaphone. But the megaphone, the Cholapokas, this purely, not electrical at all, it's just a horn. So I felt that that's okay. Now, yesterday, a boy called me up. He asked me the following shaila. You know, when we were kids, we had these, we'd take two tin cans and put a string, and you'd stick into one tin can and the other one could hear it. So he's asking, could that be good for Megillah? How would it help? So that person who's at a distance, I mean, it's a bocha, so he's not asking a practical shaila. He's asking, all right, either you'd say you'd have a the balkoira would have a bunch of cans and strings and people stand there. All right, the shaila and the zanda shaila. Is it the string carrying the voice or is it replicating? I don't know. All right. How about someone who does have a kosher Megillah, he doesn't know how to read. Could he put in, let's say, to a tape recording, and b'shasmas he has a earpiece, and he's reading, and he's being untergezogt, he's being prompted by the... So, normally it's not a good idea, but if a person doesn't have that, and a kenish, he actually might read the Megillah with mistakes, because there's no nekudas in the Megillah. So actually, a Geman, Elter Yid, he's isolating him and his wife. I haven't, they haven't gone out for months. They have a kosher Megillah. So he asks, can I read the Megillah without Tzorop? So I said, yes, you read it without Tzorop. He said, but have your wife flow in a chumash in case you make some mistakes, which is very likely. So then your wife will be able to correct you, otherwise you might be reading it wrong. So, this earpiece, he can hear himself with the other ear. In one ear, he hears the thing, and he would be yotz. Right. Let's go on to another topic. Mishloach monos. No, not yotz b'zu, but it is a zecher. It works for a zecher. It's not worse than a chum reading from a printed text. But you're not yotze the mitzvah. It's a zecher. So it's worthy. It's a good thing. But, you have no option. So if you don't have an estric, do you use a lemon? So there's a shitta. But you use a postular thing. In the end of Tafresh Ramtet members. Yeah? Yeah? I say it's without a bro. Now, again, no, if it's just a zeichah, there's no brach. Definitely not. Now, someone is asking, people are isolating. And so Yishlachmonis, people prepare shlachmanos and they go around and deliver to their various friends. But, you know, how do people who are isolating do shlachmanos? So some places, they wanted to create such a system that they'll have a list of families. And we will, you tick off. You want to give shlachmanos to this one, this one, this one, to the Goldbergs and to the Levis and to the Cohens. Okay. And you put down, let's say, £5, £10 per family, and we will deliver a hamper. And so in the community, let's say 10 people wanted to give the Goldbergs. Okay, so we will deliver to the Goldbergs, and it will be saying, this shlachmanos is from so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. Okay. It's perfectly okay. The shlichus. Now the question is, shir, how much? Actually, I had a shayla of the Maizah yesterday. How much is the shir of shlachmanos? There's two main shittas in poskim. What is the reason for shlachmanos? Is it to provide the Sudas Purim, to help, to enhance the Sudas Purim, or is it to express reyus, a friendship? Naftimina, if you do the deliveries of shlachmanos a day before, if it's because of provision for the Sudas Purim, you're it's a given. If it is to do an act of reyus, and it has to be by Biyoim. And there's only about 13 different nafkiminis brought in Paschim between these two shittas. So now,
we could also have a nafkiminis this year where you have to have a siddur early in the morning.
What's the point? Yeah, yeah, okay. All right, yes. So, so now, coming to this idea of giving one shlachmanis to, on behalf of several families, I think that I think that so long as it's a dover mechubet, the end product, the hamper, is a dover mechubet, even though each family may not be giving their shchelik, may not be a dover nichbad, as far as the family goes, but in other words, as the givers, it may not be that each one is giving, they're giving a couple of pounds, but if the recipient receives a dover mechubet, so then I think that is also called an expression of reyus. Balat Sherev used to receive shlachmanos, all these cakes. And in the evening, there was a fabring in the Medrash, in the yeshiva, and all these cream cakes were brought in, and the bochrim had a field day. All these cakes, but the Rebbetzin didn't need any cakes. Yeah.
Right, there's a faction,
don't
they? Even if you only give a few pounds, it's enough to buy two.
Yeah. Now, there's a beautiful story in the Yerushalmi. Beautiful story that there were two chachomim, I don't forget the names. One was rich and one was poor. So the rich one said, the poor one, a small, measly shlachmanis. So the poor one says to his chaber, kiyamt bonu matonis levyoinim. Was the regular shlachmanis. So then he sends him a big, a grace of flying crepes. There's a difference between, in this way, an expression of reyus. If you give an odom nichbod, a close friend, and you give him sakleinikai, it may actually be a question of your yotzer. It has to be. So what's good for a child to a friend is not necessarily pasik, and not maybe perhaps even yotzer if it's an odom nichbod. Again, it depends. Does it according to the noise and according to the mekabel? That's also got to do with this chakira, or is it according to mitzad reyus, or is it mitzad mitzvahs purim? If it's mitzvahs purim, it goes according to the mekabel. If it's got to do with reyus, that's l'chei be according to the noisim. Okay. Right. Can I, if I invite someone to my house for the shupur?
Call Halashon.
Mitzvah. Am I going to start once? I'm giving you a portion. I've given two portions of food on your table. So l'chei you are yotze, and actually there's a whole story in the Gemara. Have mechalfis to the sayu. The way Rashi learns is that one would invite this year, Reuven would invite Shimon, a couple of names in the Gemara, and then the next year the other one would be. So that by inviting someone for a sudas purim, you are already yotze shlachmanos. So now I'm going to the next step. Oh, now I'm going to the next step. This year, the Ramah says, if I remember, in Tofres Tzadik Rov, I think it is, in Tzadik Abbas. He says that the time on Sudas Purim should be on Friday, should be in the morning. So it shouldn't be affecting your covered Shabbos. You shouldn't come to Shabbos, you know, just hugging and just eating. Shouldn't affect your appetite for Shabbos. Look at our Pesach. No, there are those situations where, you know, people are in Kiruv, they may not get people in the morning. 11 o'clock in the morning, won't get anyone. But they get them half an hour before Shabbos, they can work with them. It's a gewaldic thing. They will come an hour before Shabbos, after they'll hear the Megillah, then the men will put on tefillin. You can't hear the tefillin. Then they'll start the meal, and then in the middle of the meal, we'll stop, and women will light candles. Then they'll do Mekiddush, first Nachum Mekaddush, and then they'll get into my Adla Yoda. It's a Givaldi Gazach, because if the Adla Yoda really works, so they will not, those guys are not going to drive home. And if you are really Matzlich in the Adla Yoda, they will be out of doing work for the whole of Shabbos. So say, Givaldi Gazach. So if you can, so there are, seriously speaking, there are a lot of people who are thinking in this setting, they want to davke, do the Sudas Shel Purim, to be overflowing into Shabbos. And you know, meanwhile, if I bring with people, it's just the atmosphere, it can be very powerful. Chinese Laloch. So before we get into the person of Makadosh, you've got two people sitting next, you've got Mr. Cohen and Mr. Levy sitting next to one another. Can you say to Mr. Cohen, Mr. Levy, do you mind exchanging your plates? This one's got a nice piece of fish and some salad. Switch over. It's perfectly okay. I don't know whether it works for the distancing. If she's just covering them in plastic. Okay, but from Shlachmonas, this whole question doesn't work with distancing. Inviting guests, but fine. Baruch Hashem, some places are past that. No, fine. So now we're dealing with a question of Paris Mapa Mechanish. So what's the issue here? The issue is that you on a other mitzvahs, if you are in the middle of a meal, you can wait till the end of the meal to do the mitzvah. But when it comes to Kiddush, you can't say, since I started Beheter, I can continue to do Kiddush at the end of the meal. That doesn't work, because Kiddush has to be Bimkom Suda. And therefore, you can't leave Kiddush till the end of the meal. You have to stop and make Kiddush. So as soon as, if you are in a meal on Friday, whether it's Yom Tov or whatever it may be, you start eating, you start Beheter. But if now the meal comes into Shabbos, you're going to have to stop the meal, and the term is poiris mapo mekadosh. You'll spread a cloth over the table, the ikar over the chalas, and you'll make Kiddush then. So it's an unusual thing, but it is a whole discussion in halacha in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph of poiris mapo mekadosh. No, exactly. Now, here it becomes interesting that if you made hagofen earlier in the meal, so then you'll lift up your cup of the case of Kiddush, and you'll say Yom HaShishi or whatever you say the psukim before, different minhagim. And then you won't say Baruch Hagofen, and then you'll go and say Baruch Atah Hashem, you'll say that. You'll say Kiddush without Hagofen because you already have Hagofen. You've got Hagofen from the drank earlier in the meal. Richtig, but no, the word is, they're not saying, I do have a Hagofen. It's just I said a few minutes ago, but I have a Hagofen in hand. Well, it is. Then you should do it in the morning. Because then you're, that's what the Ramo is saying. If you're going to separate your Siddur Shabbos, so then you're going to come to Siddur Shabbos, you know, that's going to affect you as a Shabbat. Here, on the contrary, he's interested in kind of the psychology of a person is the stomach is also, so long as this, you're in the middle of a meal, you can hide sumcha psucha lecha, you'll continue eating. If you've already finished the meal, then to start another meal now, so, you know, you don't have the appetite. No, Kabbalah Shabbat is good later. Yeah. But I'm sure those guys are not driving going to Kabbalah Shabbat. But here, everyone has had, you're a very good point. If everyone has had wine earlier, or let's say they're not, no one's going to have wine now, let's say, because they're not makpit to have from Kosher Bracha. If someone needs to have the Hagofen, it's the Grech. If no one needs, because we've all had wine earlier, so you don't have to make a new Hagofen. I just want to throw in that, to say that, I don't know what your Nusach is, Savrimoron? So Savrimoron Pichabona is making up the number of 72 words, because in Zohar it talks about Vayayim HaShish has got 35 words, and the Bracha of Mekadosh HaShabbos, the long Bracha, has got 35 words, not Nusach Ashkenaz, never mind, we'll deal with that, and not Nusach Chabad either. We've got the Kihu Yom Tchilo, yeah? Or Tchilo Yom, we say that also. Those Nusach Sfar don't have that, because to make up the 35 words, or to make sure you have 35 words. So 35 is 70. And then the two words of Savin and Baronon make up the Cheshbin of 72. Shema and Beis. Kabbalah, we're not going to get into that. Okay. So now, so praise Babu Makadish. Okay. So now, if you wanted to make Kiddush in the middle of the meal, and you had wine earlier, you wouldn't say Be'er Per Goffin. Next. What about Hamoitzi? Yes. So, all right, so it's Eldad. The Balabai we're talking about a Kirov situation. You bring these people. You can give them two packets with some chocolates and some raisins, or you can give them fish and a salad. Or the Chayre is much more mahuda in the Mitzvah Mishloach Manos than Nash. Yeah. Before the Zman. Before the Zman. For Siddur Purim. Okay, so now, first map of Makkah. So now, what about Hamoitzi? There are two shittas. Whether you have to make Hamoitzi again. One shitta says that as soon as you have said the bracha of Kiddush, that kind of says, it's a new siddur. And after Kiddush, you're going to have to say Hamoitzi on the Hemshech HaSeudah. Others say no. You can continue the Hamoitzi at the beginning of the meal. But it's like a little bit strange to do this Poyos Mafu Mekadosh, especially a thing that tells me, people will find it very confusing. So I told him, I have an answer for you. He wants to do this Poyos Mafu Mekadosh, but for the reasons which I said, but he's worried that people will look odd. So I said, listen, if you don't drink wine earlier in the meal, make a coffee, no problem. Hamoitzi, you know what? Have one of your, let's say you have a boy who's 15 years old. He'll eat in the morning at 11 o'clock, he eats Siddur Purim. Come the evening, when everyone's sitting around, he won't wash. And come, and who else will wash? Because for them it's Siddur Purim. He won't wash earlier. And will come after Tati will make Kiddush, so he will wash just your dayim, he'll take the challah, and he'll make a moiti for everyone. So you can do that. So the one who is ready to eat the Siddur Purim will be able to make a moiti to everyone, and then it covers, because as in Shulchan Aruch, it looks like moiti poyos machmir mekadosh is they're apprehensive. Your name, because you get into a problem, you say moiti, don't say moiti. Here I've got a sort of, in this situation, I found a solution that they can go ahead. All right. What about Alanism? Do you say Alanism? So, depends on Dingin, because you already said mekadosh hashabbos. How could a Me'iri, there's a Me'iri in Meksubis, Daf Zion, who says that he's talking about a zivug sheni, and whether the sheva brachas, the chabai zivug sheni, is only one day, yom echad lebracha. So, but derech klal we do it that it should be both chuppah and suda, should be either both by day or both by night, but not to have the chuppah, let's say at 4 o'clock, and the suda at 8 o'clock in the evening. We wouldn't normally do that, unless it's a summer's day, obviously. But Meiri doesn't seem to be following that. He seems to be okay that if the Suda flows into Nacht, you can still say Sheva Brachot. And he says, because Harei Yesh Gimel Yomim LeSimcha, Sinish Tzei Gefeilach. Because by night it's still a Hemshech of Simcha. Although Mitzad that day itself, you wouldn't say Sheva Brachot. And he says, similar to these, Sudas Purim. And Sudas Purim is on Shabbos. Purim is on Erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos. We're noyig to continue the meal from Shabbos by person of Mekadesh, and we do, and we say Al Nisim. Why? Because, I didn't know. And say Avada. But he said, why Al Nisim? So he says, because Shushan Purim, just like the Chasina has got Shloshe Yom L'Simcha, even though it's Nacht, but there's still a Hemshechius to the Simcha. So the same thing Purim, there's a Hemshechius to Purim because of the concept of Shushan Purim. That's how the Me'ivi writes. No. Shivasisa, no. Yes. No, the Loyava, if I care, you can do it earlier, not later. Yeah? Gwas is aim shit. So no, the Polish is not going to be in Tachan. Because I have, I mean, it's also a good reason not to say Tachan over here. Yeah. Yes, that's sort of Purim, I think. They would do on Sunday. No. Megillah, that's Shulash. Megillah, because there's Velo Yaver. So Megillah will be done on Friday, and Suda would be on Sunday. Yeah. I've never been there, no. I mean, not for this fears, yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, you wouldn't say both. Yeah. But if Lemoshul, this is a more practical thing. If you go to a Chasana on Rosh Chodesh. And as many of us do, in the middle of a chasana, if we are staying long, we may go outside in the foyer, make a minyan for Maariv, and then continue the meal. If you daven Maariv in the middle of the meal, you start the meal Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh. But if you interrupt the meal by davening Maariv, you can't come back and say Yalav Yovah, because it's Treikol of the Sasra. So long as you haven't davened Maariv, yes, but if you daven Maariv, it'll be a hefset, yeah. Right, then you lost it. So well, I have this problem when it comes to Chiyas Chometz. I want to buy back the Chometz, and we have some Shiach Sudah, you know, at the end of the Yom Tov, and I'm middle of that, and I have to go and deal with it. So usually I get someone else to say Baruch Hamavdil, and I just stand there and make sure that everything's kosher for Yashur, and the Chometz is brought back, and I can't come back and, you know, still say Yalav Yom. Okay, listen, it's already 9:00, so I'm going to have to stop here. And night alle gesund, auf Heiligen Purim und auf Heiligen Tag.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.